Coming up on episode number 906, covers tonight of songs by Led Zeppelin, Depeche Mode, Midnight Oil, and The Kinks. What do they all have in common? Well, that's for me to know and you to figure out. Yes, it's another edition of Guess the Connection, where I want you to tell me what the connection is between all these songs. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, October 9th, 2012. My name is Brian Ebbin. Welcome to another Guess the Connection episode. This is where you get a chance to win a prize just by figuring out what all the songs I'm going to be playing have in common. There are 8 songs tonight, and here's what I want you to do. If you have a guess, I want you to go to the Facebook page, the Coverville Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Coverville. And if you haven't already, then just click like for Coverville, because come on, let's face it, you like Coverville. There's no question about that you like Coverville. Hit the like button and go to the post for this episode, which is episode number 906, Guess the Connection 5. And in the sharing or whatever it is, comment section for that Facebook item, tell me your guess. The first person to get it right is going to get a prize, and it will be a unusual tchotchke, some sort of toy, desk toy, something for your desk, your home, your cubicle, your office, whatever. I'll get in contact with you once we get the first correct answer. And by the way, for the folks, you guys are the podcast listeners, the folks that are listening to the stream, they have their own chance to win, and it does not involve, and it won't take away your chance to win. So actually, I'm giving away 2 prizes for this. So don't think that you're automatically out of it just because you're not listening to the live stream. All right, let's get things started with a cover of Cole Porter. This one is by the Thompson Twins, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And it comes from the 1990 album Red, Hot, and Blue, a tribute to Cole Porter. Here are the Thompson Twins.
Don't. Thank you. started with a kiss. Never thought it would come to this.
It started with a kiss in the back row of the classroom. How could I resist the aroma of your perfume? You and I were inseparable. It was love at first sight. You made me promise to my just about 10 miles. I thought that life was always good. I thought you always would be mine.
get started with a kiss, originally by Hot Chocolate, covered there by Kinnicky, featuring Errol Brown. That one comes from a 1997 collection called Come Again, Essential Interpretations. It started with a kiss. Before that, Thank You by Duran Duran. No, that didn't come from that all cover album that Duran Duran put together. It came out a little bit earlier. It was from Encomium, a tribute to Led Zeppelin, which came out in 1995. And we started off the set with another new wave artist, the Thompson Twins. Alana Curry sounding very bored in that song. A cover of Cole Porter's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And that one comes from the 1990 tribute to Cole Porter called Red Hot and Blue. There have been a few of those. I think the most recent one that I'm aware of is Red Hot and Country. And that's a series I'd love to see them continue producing. I think they're always a good source of decent cover songs, decent tributes. So keep bringing on those Red Hot and whatever tributes. Coverville today is brought to you by Think Geek, thinkgeek.com. They're having a big sale on Star Wars stuff. Yes, and I'm a big Star Wars fan myself, so I'm all over this. Right now, you can get the Star Wars Family Card decals, which give you all the Star Wars characters. You know, if you're a soccer mom maybe who likes Star Wars and science fiction and geekery, maybe you don't want to put those little stick figures for Billy and Jennifer and Dad and Mom and the dog. No, you want to put Obi-Wan Kenobi and Princess Leia and R2-D2, all these great Star Wars family car decals that you can put on the back of your car. Or what better way to say you're a Jedi coming out of the shower with a Sith bathrobe? All of these things on sale right now, up to 30% off over there at Think Geek. When you're ready to buy, go to coverville.com, scroll down on the right side of the page, and you'll find the Think Geek link. Purchasing using that link, whatever you buy, whether it's the 3D Star Wars plush vehicles or the Yoda USB desk protector, anything you buy from the Think Geek site will give me a little bit of a kickback. So make sure you use that link whenever you buy, whatever you buy, and that helps me out and still gets you great deals from thinkgeek.com. All right, so do you think you've got it? Have you got the answer? Have you figured out the connection? No? Do you need some more music? Let's give you some more music. How about a, I believe this is a French song. This is Belle and Sebastian. Came out last year on Late Night Tales, the cover versions, a cover of Trio Esperanca. I guess that would mean that it's probably Spanish, wouldn't it? Sounded French when I was listening to this earlier. Belle and Sebastian with their cover of Casaco Marron.
Capani sta dicendo che sì, porto a plissa a mia disposizione, a bomba che recluti in un giardino, metto la flore in porta, e lo dico che no, olhando a menina, per me. Voltar os velhos tempos de mim, vestir de novo meu casaco marrom, tomar a mar a alegria e sair. Bye bye, Cecina Sandro. Copacabana está dizendo que sim, por tua presa, minha disposição, a bomba já quer explodir no jardim.
want somebody to share. Share the rest of my life. Share my innermost thoughts. Know my intimate details. Someone who'll stand by my side.
By Depeche Mode. That's Veruca Salt and their cover of Somebody, and that comes from the 1998 tribute to Depeche Mode called For the Masses, a tribute to Depeche Mode, covering Somebody. A nice song, sweet song about loving. And you know, they don't break the rule about gender changing. You know, there's this rule, this unwritten cover song rule, and really I don't subscribe to this rule, but some people do, that if you're going to cover a song, you can't change the gender in the lyrics of the song. And like I said, I don't subscribe to that rule, but I do know people who are steadfast about adhering to that rule. And It's nice to see Veruca Salt is one of those people that's steadfast about sticking to that rule. Right before them, Belle and Sebastian with a cover of Casaco Marron from Late Night Tales, the cover versions from last year, a CD that you get. So basically, Late Night Tales has all these great CDs put together by all these musicians of songs they like, songs that they've recorded. This album, this Late Night Tales cover versions, is a CD you can only get if you buy the box, the empty cardboard box to put all those CDs in the collection in. I have the box. I don't have any of the other CDs. Late Night Tales, the cover versions right there, covering Trio Esperanca. Let's go ahead and jump right into the last set of music here, just kind of keep things moving. Here is Augie March and their cover. It's a longer one. It's almost 8 minutes. Their long cover of Midnight Oil's Beds Are Burning, and this one came out on the 2001 tribute to Midnight Oil called The Power and the Passion. Here is Augie March. Thank you. From the soundtrack to So I Married an Axe Murderer, those are the Boo Radleys and their cover of the Laws tune, There She Goes, from 1998. Oh, no, earlier than that, 1996, 97, Blue Radleys, and There She Goes. Before that, Holly Go Lightly and their cover of The Kinks, Tell Me Now So I Know. That one comes from a tribute to Ray Davies of The Kinks that was a ride-along to Mojo magazine called, excuse me, The Modern Genius of Ray Davies. Holly Go Lightly and Tell Me Now So I Know. Right before that, Augie March, Beds Are Burning, originally by Midnight Oil. It comes from the Power and the Passion, a tribute to Midnight Oil. And I hope you've guessed it. So again, once again, if you think you know the connection, go to facebook.com/Coverville. Make sure you like Coverville, because you need to like Coverville. And put your answers in a guess in the comments for this episode. And if you're the winner, if you're the first correct answer, you will win a prize. So that's facebook.com/Coverville. And with that, we will bring this episode of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email me at Coverville. No, I'm sorry. Email me at requests@Coverville.com if you have a request, an idea, suggestion, a thought for the show. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or visit Coverville.com on the web for all of your other cover needs. We will be back on Thursday. I think it might be a Jackson Browne cover story because he's got a birthday coming up. So stick around for that. That could possibly be the cover story for Thursday. It's subject to change without notice, so don't bank on it. Unless you're Jackson Browne and you reach out and you email me and say, please do a cover story for me, Brian. Well, then I guess I'll have to do it. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cachefly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to find podcasts so good, you'll just have to guess why they're so good.
Program so good, it's like you're there.